Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, who will be Peter by the end of this interview, probably in 3 seconds after I finish talking. Our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, will be with us talking today about bankruptcy. And for those of you who may think that bankruptcy is still a bad word, and this may be your first time hearing us talk, bankruptcy is not a bad word, and attorneys are not out to get you. Not all of them. There may be some, but not the ones on this show. So welcome back, attorney Peter Daigle. Peter, my friend, how are you?
Thank you, Catherine. Thanks for the kind words. I always look forward to talking to you.
I do. I look forward to talking to you as well, not just because I learn so much and I'm able to put my nerves at ease if I ever find myself in this situation, but I also learn how to be more proactive because when I filed for bankruptcy years ago, I didn't have a don't do this plan or what are some alternatives or what's available to me. I didn't know that, nor did I have a friend who's an attorney to say, hey, have you considered, do you know this is what's happening, you know? So I know I've gotten smarter by having you on the show for sure about my personal life, so I do appreciate that. So what you have for us today?
Well, I want to just make the folks available of what's out there as far as government programs go and in order to ease their the financial burden if they're having any at the time. Unlike what happened back in 2008, the government has really stepped up this time and created a lot of programs that are available for the consumer. So I just want to go through some of those.
Okay.
So as a result of COVID, especially at the people in lower income in the service businesses, the restaurant workers, the musicians, the people that worked with, in close contact with others, a lot of those jobs are on pause as a result of COVID. And so the government recognized that the folks at the lower end of the pay scale were the ones that were struggling the most. And so they've made some programs available that I want to just kind of go through. The first thing is if you have a home mortgage that you've been unable to pay because you've been furloughed or unemployment, the government has extended the moratorium on foreclosures until June 30th. So what that means is that if you have a loan, and most loans, the government holds the mortgage, even though it goes through Bank of America or a CD, even though they underwrote the loan and the name is on it, the loan's been sold in what's called the secondary market. And so the government actually owns the loan, which makes up, I believe, around 60 to 70% of all the loans in the United States. So it's a good chunk of loans that the government holds the mortgages on. So with respect to those loans, banks cannot foreclose initiate foreclosure actions until after June 30th. And what they're trying to encourage is that people apply to the banks and to have the missing payments added to the back end of the loan. So, for instance, if you missed, 10 payments at, we'll say, $1,000 a month, $10,000, instead of having that $10,000 be due in June 30th, they're encouraging you to call the bank and see if they'll add 10 payments to the back end of your loan. So, for instance, if your loan was scheduled to be paid off in the year 2030 in January, it would now be, in October of that year. And so you just make 10 additional payments. So it's what's called a modification, but they've streamlined the process for the modification in order for you to add it to the back end. But that only qualifies if you were current at the time of COVID, which is considered the middle of March of last year. So if you were not been paying your mortgage and you were behind from, the previous year, you may not qualify for the program without an actual loan modification. So each lender is different. So you should talk to your lender about that. And don't wait till the last second. This is a time now to be thinking about at least getting the dialogue going on how I can save my house, taking advantage of the moratorium, okay? In terms of evictions go, every state is different on evictions. And so on a state-by-state basis, if you're a tenant and you're being evicted as a result of non-payment of rent, you might want to take a look at what the state law is, or consult an attorney. Every every state in Massachusetts, or every state in the country, and based upon county, has what's called a housing assistance corporation. They go by different names, but they provide housing assistance, and they can assist you on an eviction by giving them a call. They go by different names, but they're up to date on the individual laws, and they can assist you in making sure that you're not evicted if in fact it's covered by the state law. So those are two programs that are offered. Additional one is the forbearance on student loans, which is extended through October right now, meaning that interest on federal student loans, which is most of the student loans, you can tell federal student loans, it's Navient or Sallie Mae, some names in which the government runs these programs under. If you have a private student loan, let's say through a bank, there's no forbearance on those, or no moratorium on those, only for the government loans. So if you have federal student loans, those interest payments, there's a current moratorium on having a forbearance on making those payments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the final area you want to look at is that the $300 stimulus money towards unemployment. So in addition to the regular unemployment offered by the state, the federal government is offering $300 a month in addition. So you want to see if you qualify for that. So if you're receiving, let's say, $410 a month from the state, you're eligible to receive up to $300 more from the government, from the federal government, which would make it $710. And those programs currently are running through March right now. So those are some examples of that.
For that last one, Peter, how would you go about that? Because the mortgage and the eviction, we had more specifics, but with the additional $300 per month, is that for someone who's on government assistance already, receiving disability or Social Security, or who's...
No, that's unemployment. It's unemployment.
Just unemployment?
So,
okay.
Yeah, so every state has a division of unemployment insurance, and you can go to the portal, set up an account with them on their portal by state, and then based upon your qualifications, they'll connect you with the federal subsidy that goes along with it. With the banks, you want to contact the bank directly. With the evictions, I would talk to the housing assistance corporations in each of your communities, and they do all kinds of things. They place homeless people. They find housing for elderly. They have quite a few services they offer, but you want to check with them on evictions. And the third thing, again, is to go to the Division of Unemployment in your state.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this time, so I want you to let people know how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said, because there's more, and we have another part to do. But as far as some of the things or programs that's offered, you shared that with us about home mortgage as well as those who are renting for evictions. And actually we had four things, because student loans are something really big, so forbearance on the loans, and then see if you qualify for any additional unemployment money. How can I get in touch with you for something we didn't talk about, or to, you know, get more personal about their situation?
Sure. Well, first of all, you can call me at 508-771-7444, and we don't charge for initial consultation, 508-771-7444. And you can also go to daiglelawoffice.com. That's spelled D-A-I-G-L-E, lawoffice.com. And if you just Google me and find that, if you go to my website, you can contact me through the site with an email, or also there's lots of free information on the site that will assist you also. A lot of what we talked about today is on that website.
Fantastic. Until next time, Peter, have a super day, and thank you always for sharing information with us. All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.